I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a kimchi enthusiast from Woods Hole.
Holly North got into kimchi because of a dilemma.
I was having some problems when I was eating bread, which is sad, considering I'm married to a baker, and pizzas I couldn't eat anymore, and I couldn't drink beer anymore because it made me feel really bloaty, awful. And then someone said, you should try sauerkraut. I'm like, all right. So I tried it after a while, and it seemed to help. And I thought, that's nice. And then I thought, well, why don't I try making some other things and try and have a little bit every day? So now I'm kind of addicted to mainly kimchi. I don't make sauerkraut so much. Sauerkrauts are nice, but I want something a little more pungent.
Kimchi is definitely pungent. It's a traditional fermented Korean dish made with vegetables, and it's both sour and spicy. The sour flavor comes from the fact that the vegetables are fermented, and the kick comes from the seasonings.
So it's basically broken down into vegetables, brine, and seasoning, or you could call it the vegetables and the guts. So the guts is what really helps the fermentation. So that's garlic, chili flakes, and ginger.
Today, Holly is using the guts to make a quick cucumber kimchi. She starts by mixing fresh cucumber sticks with salt.
So the salt breaks everything down, open of the skin of the vegetables, opens up the pores, and then starts, I think it's something like 3% brine starts the lacto acids, basically sort of waking up and getting going. And they're the, of all the microorganisms, they're the ones which are like the soldiers. So they will start like, okay, people, we're doing this. The fermentation process starts. They're also the one that stops all the other not-so-good bacteria.
Traditionally, kimchi was made as a way of preserving vegetables before refrigeration. The lactobacteria Holly's talking about convert the sugars in the vegetables into lactic acid, and this lowers the pH of the mixture enough to keep it safe for eating. Lactobacteria are also incredibly important for digestion. They help break down more complex foods like the breads and grains Holly was having trouble with. Because the bacteria keep fermenting kimchi even in the refrigerator, every kimchi has a different timeline.
This one, this cucumber one, you should really eat it within a week. Otherwise it starts to get, it just gets broken down and becomes way too, you lose the crispiness and it becomes, too translucent and not very pleasant. So this one's a quick one.
Holly opens her fridge, which, now that she's gotten hooked on kimchi, is completely full of carefully labeled crocks and glass jars. She starts pulling out different varieties, all of which have different timelines and ingredients.
Massive kimchi here.
Kimchi with shrimp.
With shrimp. Shrimp is... The thing is about kimchi, I think we're not wildly adventurous over here with kimchi. You know, in Korea, having like fish, oysters, shrimp, it's a foundational layer of kimchi, right? So you create this depth with salted shrimp, fermented anchovy. You can throw oysters in there, fish in there. I've had an oyster one, which was kind of crazy, but the flavor was amazing. It was very cape-like. It was like eating kimchi with this sort of really lovely, briny cape oyster to it. What else? Oh, here. This daikon one. This was, I don't know, it's probably 6 weeks old. It's very pokey. It's delicious. I'm going to open it. You should smell it.
The smell is intense, rich with chilies and garlic. I try a forkful, and I'm surprised by how much I like it. The radishes still have a little bit of crunch, but as soon as I bite in, they're tender and exploding with flavor. This has been Holly's favorite part about experimenting with kimchi, introducing friends and neighbors to this food that's helped her digestion so much and is so tasty.
You can't make small batches, so you have to share it. And that sort of creates this great sort of culture around of sharing and bringing people together. And so every now and again, someone will turn up and there'll be a little pot of kimchi on the side. And so Donna up the road, she comes down with some eggs. She goes back with some kimchi. And we've started this sort of great exchange.
In that spirit, Holly offered to share her recipe for quick cucumber kimchi with me. And I've posted it on our website. Also online, you can find a link to learn more about the history of this ancient dish and how it can help with digestion. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
This piece is part of a series on fermented foods that local people are making. You can learn more at our website, capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. The show is edited by Jay Ellison and produced by Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.